Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Raw Talk Podcast with me and Simba. And today we're continuing to deep dive into the topics of relationships. And today we're going to talk about the relationship out of a nervous system perspective. So this could be, again, like it doesn't have to be a romantic relationship. It could also be friends or colleagues or you know, your parents or families or anything. So how much would you say, Simba, that the nervous system is affecting our relationship?
Oh, starting with the small question. Everything. It has everything to do how we relate to each other. One can say that it is because of the nervous system that we relate to each other in different ways, right? So yeah. It's a big part of communicating, right? For ourselves, for others. This is safe. This is not safe. I like this. I do not like this. And the whole range of emotions in between, right? So it really is a communication model when we look at it, the nervous system, the autonomic nervous system, both for ourselves, but also for others. And it runs about 80 to 90%, depending on literature and who you ask, all of our behaviors. So 80 to 90% of our behaviors are habitual because of what has happened earlier in our life, which means many times we might not be aware of the choices our nervous system is making because it's used to making the same choices over and over again. So we think like, oh, I have no choice. I don't know why this happened. Why did I do that? Why did I blow up? Why did I say this thing? Why? Because your nervous system has done so millions or thousands of times. So it might be all that it knows. So when you're saying, stop doing that from your mind, you're telling a system that's been doing something for countless of times to do something different and might not even have a model for it. So if you look at it from that point of view with the nervous system, it has everything to do with how we relate to other people and to ourselves.
And I mean, the nervous system, how it works, the ultimate setup is it's like a operating system that is navigating based on our previous experiences. So anything that we haven't worked through, or well, everything that we have worked through too, is piled up together, and the body is making like a pragmatic analysis of the situation and decides what to do. It's basically, we're an AI, you know, that is like taking all of our previous experiences into consideration before moving forward, and it goes super quick, and that's why it's automatic, and we don't even know that we are doing so. And that's exactly what we work with here at the farm, is like to identify these patterns and behaviors, to be as a mirror, to see, okay, how does my previous experiences affect my current life? So when we are in together with other people, we are basically just run by our habits and behaviors.
Yeah, that's definitely another way of explaining it. And I agree with it. And you know, the AI is really just a replica of ourselves, right? It's an extension. How can I create a helper that's similar to me? And it is definitely a pattern-based system and a experience-based system, you could say, like you were saying. Your previous experiences shapes the brain. The trauma shapes the brain, but the healing also shapes the brain and the nervous system, which means we can learn at any point in life a new behavior and a new pattern. But the first step is knowing what is the nervous system, right? How does it work, which we just went through, and how does my nervous system work, right? And usually what happens is that we add a social layer to it, a condition. We compare ourselves. Oh, this one is good. This one is bad. Oh, everyone else seems to have a great job and they don't need to meditate and they have great money and da, 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 everything is wonderful for them, right? So we compare ourselves to other all the time, which makes it harder for ourselves to really see what is the nervous system trying to express, what is it trying to heal, you know? When something starts to come up as a trigger, it's both a defensive mechanism, right? Maybe something wasn't safe in the past and your nervous system remembers that and tries to defend itself. But it also can come up as an opportunity for your nervous system to do something new, to heal that situation. So why that's interesting is maybe you're always fighting with a partner and you see it like, oh, this is a bad relationship. This is not working. I don't like this, whatever. But you might not see what is it that's trying to, you know, what are your bodies, your nervous system trying to express? What's trying to come forward to get a resolution? And if we can gain that awareness for ourselves, for the partner and together in a relationship, then we can actually heal even though we're fighting, right? It doesn't mean that it's a bad relationship. It just means something is healing, something's coming up, and it might be a little bit reactive.
Yeah, but that's the thing, you know, most people who've been in a relationship, like longer term relationship or like a marriage or long term friendships or families, you know that your close ones have these patterns. You can see what they are doing, how they're doing it, and you can see when this is an old thing repeating itself. That is what you're trying to say, that that's the body's way of trying to resolve that energy so it comes up multiple times. It's like the saying, do you ever feel like you have the same relationship but just with a different face? And you know, you have that friend who's like, yeah, she always goes for the same kind of guys, you know. It's like, you know, you can see these patterns everywhere in people. That is a sign from the nervous system that the body is trying to resolve something. That's why we keep having these same things or same topics or same relationships or same issues that is recurring. Like, oh my God, I'm here doing this again. Yes, because the body is trying, it's smart. The body is so clever that it's reproducing or puts you in a situation that is similar to the traumatic event so that you will have the opportunity to heal it, like to fix it, to resolve it. And that's almost like, you know, people talk so much about manifesting these days. It's like, oh, I'm going to manifest this, manifest that. And like, we're already manifesting all the time. Like your reality, your experience right now is a manifestation of your current state. And so the body is manifesting, you know, I'm manifesting. You can all see it, like the body goes, oh, I'm manifesting for us to resolve this resolution. So I'm going to recreate it. And I hope that the host in this body is clever enough to see it. And, you know, and then, or aware enough to see it. And usually this is just run so on such a subconscious level. And that's also interesting. The subconscious, you know, the subconscious, I'm doing it on autopilot. Yeah, that's the nervous system. The subconscious is the nervous system. So we're running, the nervous system is running the show on a subconscious, like frequency. And we're just, you know, puppets running along until we become aware of what it is that exactly what we're doing and start to go deeper and try to resolve that so we can have a new opportunity to do something else or to change, to upgrade, level up, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I agree 100%. That's exactly how it is. And you know, it's really funny. It exists in all mammals, right? Like, I think one of the research I saw was on impalas, you know, the gazelles deers in Africa. When they're being chased by wild animal and they manage to escape and survive, they will go back home to their family and one will play predator and one will play a prey, and they will try different escapes routes to train the nervous system to upgrade it, so next time if it happens, we're prepared and we can do something about it, right? And that's quite similar how it works in humans, but we have a problem. We have a neocortex.
The ego.
Monkey mind. And the monkey mind says, "You're bad. You're not good. Look, look, your friend is
Of
not
course,
doing
me.
that." Oh.
It just wants someone to blame.
Just wants a problem to solve.
Yeah.
Problem, solution, problem, solution. Even when there isn't a problem, it creates one, right? And the system defense mechanism is just like, that's what your brain, like that part, your logical part of brain, that's what it does. It's a tool, right? You should use it as a tool, but we got so accustomed to use it to the point where it uses us, right? It's just going automatically. So a lot of the knowledge about the nervous system is also to explore different parts, both of your brain, but also of your sensory organs, the felt sense. I can know that I am safe, but feeling safe and being safe, that's two different worlds. And cognitively, we might not always understand that unless we actually have a model and experience of that. So if you look at it from that point of view, if you never felt safe, and you're starting to feel safe with a partner in a relationship, your body's gonna start to discharge all the times it didn't feel safe. And it's gonna be
On
a
that
clash,
therapy
most
because it
likely.
just feels safe.
Yes, because now someone is here safe. Now I can get all of this out. And the same as a child puts up a tantrum, goes really hard, just pushes the parents to the point, are you loving me if I do this? What happens here? It's just testing boundaries and limits. That's what we do naturally to evolve emotionally, mentally, socially, right? But maybe something wasn't safe in your past when this happened. So we learn how to mask it. We people please. We learn how to adapt. We shut ourselves down. We get hyper aggressive, dominant. We get hyper submissive, flee away, start to procrastinate. And now you find a partner in a relationship that isn't all drama and isn't all crazy. It's calm, it's stable, and you might go, this is boring, nothing's happening, what's going on here? Or it might be a lot of fighting because now your nervous system is safe and it starts to discharge all of this energy. So why we're sharing this is because if you can see it from a nervous system perspective, we can really start to do something about it and you can have a common language and you can help each other, right?
So what would you say is, or maybe I say it like this. So if you are in a relationship and you feel like there is some loop going on that we keep falling into this habit of arguments, or, it feels like we argue about the same things, or, that there's this topics that comes up all the time, or there's these patterns of avoidance or fleeing away or whatever it is that's going on in the relationship. How would you suggest that the listener, what would you want them to take away with them today to learn how to do this in a new way?
Awareness how the nervous system works overall, like the autonomic nervous system, especially seen through the polyvagal theory that we work with, and awareness of your nervous system, right? Not just the theory and all this nice stuff and reading it. How does that look like for me? How does that look like for my partner? And how is that playing out amongst each other? So, what am I carrying in? What's my patterns? What's his or hers or their patterns? What happens in the interaction? And then it's really about doing something new, right? That's the thing. Most fights look similar, right? Same kind of arguments, same things. It's a cycle, it's cyclical. Once you start to identify the cycle within you, within your partner, and you both ground, take a step back and do something new. Everything starts to shift, maybe just a little bit. Maybe you don't see it straight away, or maybe it shifts a bit largely. But do something new and take a pause, right? Before your trigger comes on and the body wants to react. Pause, breathe, do something new, say something new, from a new place with a new tonality of voice, different choice of words, whatever it is, do something new. And when it comes to communication, I would definitely say express it from how you experience things, because that's one of the main triggers I see today. You do this, you do that. You come from a sense of agency and authority. And I just, you know, triggers everyone's ego crazy. Because then the other one is feeling controlled, right? And then it's like, don't tell me it's not true. Even if it's true, when it's active, that's the last thing the nervous system want to hear. So that's important to mention maybe to them, but maybe not when it's active. Wait a little bit, everything slows down. And then we can engage and talk about it.
Yeah, I would say, like, if you're going to look at a relationship from a nervous system perspective, my recommendation would be realize that the person you have in front of you is activated. And what does that mean? Well, it means that the person is sensing some sort of fear and danger from somewhere. Otherwise, the nervous system doesn't get activated. And it can be based out of something that's happening in the current situation. But in relationships and when we have those patterns, it's because of something that have happened previously. So it has nothing to do with you. You're just the mirror, and the body is trying to find its way out of it. And it uses you as a mirror and a trigger. And if you look at the person and that the system is just trying to resolve something from the past, instead of taking it personal, then things start to look very different. And if you just see a person that is operating out of fear, because that's literally what it is. If they are arguing, if they are running away, if they are, you know, not connected with themselves, not connected with you, all of that is because, I mean, that didn't come from a happy place. That doesn't come from good experiences. That comes from negative experiences. So you're looking at an organism or a person or a body, or there's like a mechanical thing to this. It's happening so deep in the subconscious that the person is most of the time not aware of it, but they can also be aware of it. But if you, so what really works is to create safety for the person who is very activated. And how can you help that person to become safe again, to calm down? And that's what happens. Oh, we calm down. Okay, we all come back to safety. That's basically what happens. And I mean, for you and me, when we have been arguing a lot, then we decided that, okay, if we ever end up in an argument, so we've been backtracking a lot, our fights and conflicts and things like that. So we can kind of backtrack it. And we know that nothing good is going to come out of the conflict. So there's just no point. There's no point in going through the whole cycle. So you and I decided, so, okay, if we go in it, we just abort, like abort, abort. No, this is not going well. And the solution is not to go into a fight and have this explosive outburst and this like, oh, I told him and I stood up for myself and I did this and that. That's not what you're doing. It's like your body is going through massive upheaval and all this negativity. So there's no point in doing that. I mean, if it's a one single thing, I mean, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about repetitive patterns. It's not leading anywhere. And we decided that, okay, we just take a break and we separate ourselves from each other and the situation, and we calm down, and then we come back. And if there's something to discuss, we do that in a calm manner. If there's something that needs a resolution, but I mean, you and I, we've come to the point where we realize like there's not even anything to talk about. It's just it's just a reaction. It's just something old that needs to come out. And instead, we try to use it. So I go into my little chamber and deal with it and see, okay, what's actually going on here for me? And you do the same. And then we solve it on our own. And then we can come back and like hug and kiss and, you know, like make sure both everyone's okay. And, you know, that there's no harm done. And then we move on. But what we are also doing is that we're doing a lot of nervous system work on our own, in our own practice. So the solution, I would say, is to look at your own pattern, use the person in front of you as a mirror, but you need to take accountability for yourself and also love the other person and try to make them feel safe so they can ground, so they can create a space within themselves to have a safe space to explore whatever it is going on.
Really good. Love it. Love it. Yeah. And I agree. Definitely. I mean, that's the whole thing, you know, realize it's not about solving the conflict. It's what is it that's coming up? What's presenting itself for healing within me, within the other partner, and safety is the way forward. It's kind of like driving a car and you don't know the way. Okay, let's drive faster and we find it. That's what fighting does, right? You just get more activated, you say more things, and you get more lost until you don't know. So what you said, you know, that was really the visual, is getting slow down, stop, look at a map, ask someone for help, call someone, do the work, and then you'll find your way, right? And if you've never been there before, if you've never gone to that path within you to solve it like this, your brain might not know it.
Yeah.
I mean, we have had, not just with us in our relationships, with clients when they stay here, we had sometimes there comes up conflicts, not that we engage in conflicts, but naturally will be a discussion of something that leads to conflict. And now someone's nervous system gets very activated, and then we handle it in a different way than they're used to. And their whole system just goes like, but you're not screaming at me. You're not angry. And you said what you needed to say, and then it's fine. That's so strange. And the brain and nervous system might not even have a module for it. And that happens in relationships too, right? I wasn't very used to that always, where I come from as well, right? It's like more martial arts, and like you take a stance and then you fortify your stance. So that was definitely a new experience. And to have that experience produces another kind of safety. I don't need to go to this limit. I don't need to go to this length. I don't need to fire up all the cylinders to get my point across to feel safe. I can do it without going there. And once you realize that, or once you can help each other realize that, not just cognitively, but on a nervous system level, then you can hold space for each other. Then you can really hold space for the other person to have their process. And then over time, that process kind of gets empty of energy, right? Because it just starts to clear itself out. It starts to heal, right? It gets an outlet for it. And how long that takes depends on the work you're doing and what you got with you. You know, it's hard to say, but that's really the work, you know, to meet and to ground and give the other person the space for what it is that comes up.
Yeah. And I mean, with the nervous system, it's quite tricky because that, it brings, when you do the nervous system work, it brings up everything that is unresolved. And as Simba said, like, it's also tricky because when things start to become better, you know, then the nervous system can really start to ground. And then what happens is that the next layer comes out. And if you don't know exactly how to deal with that, it can come out as fight or flight. And then you might start looking for a conflict, but that's just the body trying to get rid of this very damaging energy. Because if you have unresolved fear and anger and, you know, maybe frustration or spite or, you know, resentment and these things, it's the body doesn't want that in the body. That's why we start to act out, because the body's looking for an outlet, because those kind of emotions are very damaging to the body. And if you if you don't know how to do that by yourself, you might need some support. And also in the relationship, it's very good to take on support, to have someone who can navigate, because it's all just sense and logic. It's nothing strange. There's nothing mysterious that is going on. It's very easy to see. And if both parties really want to work with it, it is resolvable.
Yeah, 100%. It's definitely resolvable. And I think that's, you know, just to summarize everything from my point of view, that's what the nervous system does. It gives you language to know, to articulate what it is that's happening within you without attacking the other person. Gives you a model to look at it, the responses within you, within another person, the dynamic between you, and it makes it less personal. It's not about being right. It's not about having the last word. It's not about any of that. It's an expression for a need that hasn't been fulfilled. When you can see it like that and give that need a safety, like you said, you might not even resolve the conflict, because that was not what it was about. And we get lost in that and try to analyze, and I'm going to say this word next time and this. But it's an expression for a lack of need of safety or power dominance or whatever. But it all comes back to safety. When there's safety, when you're safe in your role, the other person is safe in their role, in their polarities, there's harmony, right?
Yep. And yeah, thank you so much for that summary. I really enjoy that. So if you feel like you need support to work through either the nervous system or the nervous system and relationships, you can do that in multiple ways with us. We have a Sacred Union Relationship course coming up in February. We still have the early bird until end of November, where you get the whole 6-week course with live coaching and tons of education and also some somatic work. You get that for a fraction of the total price this November. So you can sign in to livingwithspirit.com and find all the information. If you want more personal support, you can come to the retreat. We have a new launch. We're, after the new year, we're relaunching the retreats, and we've created this 21-day signature program, and you can sign up now and still get the old prices and everything, but you get the new experience, and you can book now but then arrive at any time during 2024. So it's a campaign that is running right now, and it's also a campaign running for the online mentorship programs that is also taking a little bit of a relaunch after the New Year's. And you can sign up now and get the Christmas bonus of quite a lot of discount. So the old prices are still the available prices if you are using the Christmas campaign. So tune in to livingwiththespirit.com and check out our offers. So we have 3 offers at the moment: the Sacred Union Relationship Course, the retreats, and the Holistic Lifestyle Redesign online work that we do. And if you have any questions, if you need a consultation, then just reach out to us at, in any media, but read all about it at livingwiththespirit.com.
Lovely. I agree. And it's a really fun journey to do, both the retreat when people come here, when we work online, see the progress. And yeah, it's you will learn all about what we talk about here in this podcast we talked about today, and you get to live it, you get to breathe it, you get to eat it, right? So you just bring it with you wherever you go, and any relationship, any dynamic you have will be better once you start to learn these principles and embody them and have experiences of safety. Everything starts to change from there. So yeah, we really like to share that with you. So if you're interested, like Sarah said, just go to our website or write us in any media, and we'll be more than happy to meet up with you and yeah, see what we can do together.
Thank you so much, Simba.
Thank you.
Have a great day, everyone, and lots of love. Ciao.
See you. Bye-bye.